What is up, everybody? It is Chris Akin from the Classic Metal Show and the Aftershocks podcast. And I just wanted to remind you that if you are a podcast listener to the Classic Metal Show or Aftershocks or the Shockwave Skull Sessions, which you all should be, you can now get all three in one location. That's right, one location. It is on the CMS Podcast Network. That's right. Just go to anchor.fm/CMSPN, as in CMS Podcast Network. Just go there. Make sure you subscribe. No matter which platform you're using, there's links to all of them there, whether it's Apple or Pocket Casts or Breaker or CastBox or whatever. Whatever you use, it is there. So get yourself subscribed to the CMS Podcast Network, and you will get three great shows all in one location. So do it today. Subscribe to the CMS Podcast Network. That is anchor.fm/CMSPN. Do it!
Now that's a parking spot.
Introducing the I may have underestimated the size of my car policy with accident forgiveness from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote. Find an agent. Visit amfam.com.
Optional policy features not included in base policies. Review policy for coverages and exclusions. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Now that's a parking spot.
Introducing the I may have underestimated the size of my car policy with accident forgiveness from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote. Find an agent. Visit amfam.com.
Optional policy features not included in base policies. Review policy for coverages and exclusions. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
All right, that is Metal Church right here on your Classic Metal Show. What the fuck is up, everybody? It is Chris Akin riding solo since Neely's out buying beads and giving them to bitches out there in New Orleans. So, I guess I'm solo tonight, or I guess I'm not solo tonight. I brought my good friend John Drake with us. John, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good. How are you doing, man?
Awesome.
That sounded, wow, that was, of course, it is a Radio Shack mic you bought. That sounded like, I'm like, hey, everybody, how you doing?
It's radio. I don't think I'm on. What the fuck?
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Chris is not on, so I'm
Justin.
Trying. Here
we go.
There we go.
Nice.
Fantastic.
We're off and running, just like a regular edition of the Classic Metal Show.
There you go. With Amy all- Rocks can't hear you. There we go. What a inauspicious beginning that was.
The last 5 weeks in a row, we've just had fucked up sound problems every single week.
Are you serious?
We started at 10 o'clock every single week, but not tonight.
Oh, we're ahead of schedule.
Time, so
sweet.
We are going to have a good show, even Neely-less tonight. We're going to try and do something different and not play fucking shitty Bang Tango songs or fucking Faster Pussycat or whatever.
I was really hoping for some Slamming Gladys.
Keep hoping, motherfucker. No, we are live in Studio B tonight.
Apparently they can't hear you again. Amy is our on-site producer, I guess.
I'm unplugging.
All right, I'm going to give you a live update. Chris is unplugging the mic. He's hitting it.
I got shit.
He's got nothing. Look at that. There you go.
Hey, motherfuckers.
There. And you worried if it was over-modulating.
Hey, there we go. Now we're rocking. Fuck. All right, let's start over. You ready?
Yeah.
It's your Classic Metal Show. Right here. Fuck. All right, so we stink at the beginning. We're allowed.
Oh, boy.
Let me just clue everybody in on something. Neely is always the fucking producer and the electrician and the wire master. I was literally throwing shit together as recently as, what, 3 minutes ago?
Yeah. Fuck, you had the mics on before. Yeah. What's in your bullshitting?
Yeah, mics are on while we're playing music. Don't know what I'm fucking doing. I'm not a tech. It's my job to be funny, not tech this shit. All right?
And you know you're hopeless with my ass.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but
is this on?
Yeah, exactly.
Is this on?
Hello? But now we're going to have a good show for y'all tonight. Got a lot of stuff that we're going to play. if we get to all the music, it's going to be a heavy list tonight. So those of you that want to hear Ballad of Jane by LA Guns, goodbye. Go away. Not going to happen tonight. We might play some pussy songs like some Lynch Mob or something later, but it's for the most part a very, very heavy night tonight. So be ready and be warned for that. And I think all we're really going to do is tell stories tonight. I have no agenda. I have no real news or anything pulled like I normally do. I have no podcast to fuck with. We're just going to kind of regale you all with stories. You guys will either love or hate John real fast.
That's all right. You know what's funny? I was thinking about this earlier. Like, when I called you earlier, I'm like, okay, we got 6 hours of radio to do, and we spend an hour and 45 minutes on the phone bullshitting. I'm like, well, we just fucked half the show.
Oh, no. Believe me, I never run out of things to say. But that is true. And John and I did. We got on the phone for about an hour and a half this afternoon, just kind of going over what we were going to do. And we just sort of rolled. We did a show within the show, sort of.
Very much so. And we're talking about telling stories, and I had that one from the Disturbed show that you didn't even remember. Yeah.
We'll definitely have to tell that one again later, because I swear I must have been way drunk that day.
Oh, you were fucked up on Jaeger, man. You were messed up.
Yeah, imagine that. Me hammered. But no, we got a lot of good times coming tonight. We've already got beers and wine flowing. Neely's turned me into this fucking wine critic now, so now all I do is drink wine. But we'll talk about all that stuff. We'll talk about the football party that we had this week, where I had a special shot glass, which
right?
We had a special shot glass, which you can see over at the Classic Metal Show's webpage or Facebook page, which is facebook.com/theCMS. And, yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit, and maybe we'll play some audio from that.
And I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. But, no, and for you guys that don't know, since John is a newbie to the show, John is, in addition to hanging out with me and just fucking up tonight, John is also going to be playing the CMS Night Out with us on November 10th. Not once, but twice, because he's so fucking scary talented.
Yeah, right. I don't know about scary talented, just stupid, and I have some longevity in my vocal cords. That's about it.
Yeah, and more to the point, because I said, dude, you're playing it, right? And you're like, yeah, all right, I'm in. Can't play these songs. You're going to have to sing this one, but yeah, I'm in.
I actually wasn't going to do it until they were like, yeah, I'm going to get everybody, all the bands to drink for free. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm suddenly available.
There it was. Once I said free drinks, everybody. But you know what? I could have just put that ad out to Cleveland, and I would have had 100 bands.
I know, right? Just think about what you did. You got me and Mikey and Warren drinking for free all night. Yeah. That is going to be all hell breaking loose.
So do I apologize to Billy now for, for his
me
bar
and Warren
tab?
Will be fine. It's just don't tell Mikey. Don't give him his wristband until like 11.
I'll give Mikey like the wrong colored wristband, so it means nothing. Everybody will have green wristbands. Mikey will have a red one, and that'll get him fucking free cokes or something.
Like, no, the red wristband starts at midnight, sir. Right. Yeah. He'll be like, what the fuck? I'm like, just go play drums, bro. Yeah. Just go
He's got
play
the
drums.
Red wristband. On. You get free water all night, dude.
Dude, he'll hate me for that.
No, he'll hate me because he won't come to you. He'll be, or yeah, he probably will.
Oh, yeah, he will.
He'll be afraid to say something to me. He'll be like, dude, just want to thank you for coming out. And then he'll walk over to you. Why ain't I getting any fucking free beer, man?
That's
what
exactly
the fuck?
What it'll be.
What
man.
Did you tell Chris?
Yeah. What the fuck, bro? If I don't get a beer, I'm not fucking playing. Yeah, exactly. Like, come on, Mikey, calm down. Here's some Jaeger. Just calm down.
Yeah. But we are definitely going to have fun on November 10th, and we are definitely going to have fun here tonight. November 10th again over at the Foundry Concert Club over in Lakewood, Ohio. Major League, Voodoo Brother, and the Mighty Gatlin doing something old school so we don't have to deal with your dick guitar player that I hate.
I love Pat. I know you don't.
I don't. I've been getting along okay with Pat lately. So.
That's the new positive you. You're actually getting along with Pat after years of just venom.
Hey, don't tell my secrets about positive Chris on this show, dude.
Oh,
I'm supposed to be negative asshole.
Well, you do have potted plants laying around the studio tonight.
Where?
You do. Like this I happy, do? This happy oh, yeah. kind of like... You know, yoga.
Daisies.
Yeah.
There's some roses over here.
Are you going to bust out with some DDP yoga in one of the breaks?
I might. You never know.
He's like, I'm playing 4 songs in a row just so I could do my DDP yoga.
That's right. I gotta knock those 20 minutes out somewhere.
You did it drunk at your party, so
hell
what
yeah.
the hell,
so
man?
Why not? I might do it drunk again tonight at this party.
The only human being ever to actually have the sentence, I did drunken yoga.
Yeah, I did. But, hey, I fooled you all and did it, though. No one thought, as drunk as I was, I could still do 30 minutes of fucking exercise.
I didn't give a shit. I'm like, go ahead and do yoga, asshole. I'm going to keep drinking.
You're like, yeah, fuck it. There's beer out here, fuckface. Yeah. I'm staying.
I was like, enjoy, fucker. I'm going to get drunk and play cornhole.
Hey, I played it right. I brought the girls in here with me to fucking bend over and lay on the floor with me. And
did you get anywhere with any of them?
No, of course not. Dude, I don't do those things. I'd be wrong. I'm still married for 2 more weeks.
So later on the show, we'll have Chris's story about drunken yoga and what he did with the chick afterwards.
And of course, there's no video on the thing of me slurping Jim Beam out of a chick's belly button on Thursday.
We already had in the chat room, so it was the human shot glass. Like, hell yes. Damn right, man. I told you AJ's chick was cool, man.
Oh, she was the best, dude. We will definitely talk about that whole incident because it actually, I don't know, did you watch the video at all or not? When you watch the video, it looks a whole lot more dirty than it really was.
I think it looks more tame. The beginning.
Do you think, really?
Oh, dude, the beginning and ending. Don't forget, like, there's all the comments that no one heard. You did at least go for some pink a little bit.
I went for pink and tits. I went for all of it. And here she is. She's like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. She lays down. I'm feeling her up. I'm reaching for her snapper. I'm going for it all.
Her snapper. So here I am reaching for the cooter.
Yeah. I felt bad for her at the end. She seemed to dig it, though.
Oh, dude, she's a party chick, man. She's cool. Like I say, AJ wasn't kidding when he said that she has a girlfriend in prison.
Yeah. Oh,
no offense, Jess, if you're listening, but that I've seen her girlfriend. She looks like a giant fucking workhorse, man. I'm like, what the hell? Like, you know, when you have a butch and a lipstick, whatever the hell it's called, like, oh boy, is Jess the lipstick? Because that other one could, like, I just have seen her in commercials for Budweiser around Christmas, like
pulling a sleigh.
Exactly, man.
Well, Jess certainly doesn't pull a sleigh.
No,
a train maybe, but not a sleigh.
Oh my God! I'm so glad that my brother's with my mom right now, because there's no way he would clock in otherwise. If he were to check in here, like he'd be hearing this.
Oh, I'll send him the audio. Don't worry.
Oh Jesus! Oh, my mother would be like, "What is Jonathan saying?" And I'll be getting calls.
Well, it's not you though; it's me. You just said she's nice.
I'm part of this, man.
You just said she's nice. I'm the one that said that she's a train chick.
Well, my brother's trying to nail her. I can't deny. Like, he's hoping.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't? If you want to see for yourself, guys. Facebook.com/theCMS. The video's right there. You can take a look and see if you would nail that or just pass on it. I know for me.
We're already whoring out a girl with the first segment.
I don't care. Dude, and look, she was super nice, and she came and she brought me pumpkin bread. And,
yeah. Oh, yeah, that homemade pumpkin bread. That
thing
was
the
bomb.
It's still in there if you want some.
Oh, I had some. Yeah. She's like, did you have some? I'm like, I ate already half of the goddamn thing.
I know. She made me feel bad when she was leaving. She's like, you didn't eat the pumpkin bread? I was like, I can't. It's not my diet. She's like, oh, well, that's all right, because you had Jim Beam. I was like...
I swear to God,
that's what she said to me.
You got called out, bro.
Yeah, well, you know what? I got Jim Beam and fucking belly lint, and it was all good either way. I don't care.
Pick that out of your teeth and everything.
Yeah, whatever. Save it. Save it because it has that stripper smell on it.
Oh, dude, she does have great perfume. She smells great. She's great. She really is. All kidding aside, she's really sweet, man. I've hung out with her many times. She's one of my brother's best friends. She's great, but boy, she is hot. She parties. We were at that karaoke the one night, and she came up, and she was like, she got all plastered, and she's like grinding on us, doing like lap dance type stuff. She's a blast.
And she played right along. I mean, we had the one thing where she said,
"PC Wiz, it is a nice video. You are right."
Very nice. But there's one part that's not on the video that was probably the funniest line of the entire evening, where she was sitting on the couch and I was kind of standing in the back, and I was the only one standing, I think. And she said, oh, you can squeeze in. And I was, without even hesitation, I was like, if I'm going to squeeze in, it ain't going to be there, honey. And boy, would I. Woo!
We need more video of her, and it has to be with AJ, because when she was out at the karaoke grinding, we were trying to take video, and we wanted to send it to AJ's ex so bad and be like, hey, bitch, she's not doing too badly. Enjoy your fucking lupus.
Yeah. I wonder if that video of me went anywhere.
By the way, I'd like to go on record as saying lupus is a fake fucking disease.
Wow.
So
how can lupus be fake?
Because if you're going to post audio, I want my brother's ex-girlfriend to know I'm ripping on her fucking disease.
Oh, my God.
So fuck that. You said I could be offensive? I can be offensive now. Lupus sounds like a fucking Peanuts character. Like, hey, look, there's Peppermint Patty and Charlie Brown and Lupus.
Yeah, who's that playing the organ? It's Lupus.
lupus really is a real disease. I just really hope that the audio gets back that I'm actually commenting on her disease.
So why don't you say what you said earlier? You hope Erica dies.
I never said I hope she dies.
You do, though.
I didn't. No, I don't.
You don't?
I don't
hope
hate
she
her
lives?
That much.
You hope she lives.
Well, with
in
lupus.
In pain.
How long is she going to live with lupus?
Jesus.
It's a fake disease, but it is rotting her out from the inside, kind of like her black soulless heart.
Jesus. What's rotting more, her black soulless heart or her lupus?
Both. She's evil and diseased.
Wow. Well, at least she's got Jackie LaPons at a lick. I mean,
look at this. We have a Gatlin comment. Can't wait to see the real Gatlin again. Look at that.
Who said that?
Jack? Yeah, Jack. Look at that.
That would be Jim Bartek. And given that he listened to Nostradamus 500 days in a row, his musical choices really don't make sense.
Hey, you're the asshole that booked us to headline your party. What does that say about you?
I stink at music. I know it.
You probably asked like 14 other bands.
No.
Like, we're not playing for you. Like, I'll ask that asshole.
I'm gonna tell it the way it really was.
Lupus was the name of a Bloodhound gang member.
Of course it was.
I'd love it.
I'll tell you how the thing with the party really came to be for November 10th. I didn't want to deal with bands at all. So I just said, fuck it. I'm going to ask friends because I know if I ask friends, one, I'll have a good time regardless of how shitty or good it sounds on stage. And two, I just won't have to deal with any band bullshit at all. None of this fucking bitching about, well, my set time needs to be 9:30 and mine, I got to be the middle band or I'm not playing and we need fucking 14 beers and not 12.
That's all crap, dude.
I hate all that, but I knew with you guys and with Voodoo Brother, I wouldn't have any of that problem.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just made a deal with Billy to where he can just keep all the money. I don't give a fuck about the money. I'm not trying to make money. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, he keeps all the money and he lets everybody drink for free that's playing the gig. That seems fair to me, right?
Do you remember the last time you actually saw me perform? Do you know when it was? I could tell you exactly.
2002.
Yeah. It was actually at the same place. It was a hi-fi at the time.
No, that's untrue.
No, it is. I can tell you something. No, wait a minute. Yes, it was. Because it was the listening party for our current CD, and you and Mikey, I was playing drums. We were doing like cover shit. Mikey were throwing ice at me while I was playing drums.
I remember that, but that wasn't the last time I saw you play. I saw you play at the Bottom Line Saloon.
Bottom line was closed by then.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Was that after?
Yeah.
Fuck, all right, I stink.
Yeah. I don't stink. It's just funny, man. Like, the last time you saw me play, you were chucking ice at me at the Hi-Fi, which is now the Foundry, so I'm sure I'll get ice chucked
now,
at me.
Now I know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, you're going to chuck ice at me and be like, oh, the memories. Like,
glad you reminded me of that.
See, stories. We have
tons
of stories.
We have a lot of them. But, all right, so here's what we're going to do. We are going to play a little bit of music here because I need more wine, and I'm sure John is just about done with his second or third beer.
Revolution, love it.
Yeah, and what we're going to do, if you guys want to participate, there's no phones, because obviously that shit's all at Neely's place. But you can leave your voice with saying whatever kind of shit you want, and we'll try and play some of it on the air. 216-282-6771 is the request line. 216-282-6771. Let me say it again since I fucked that up.
Wow, that's great.
216-282-6771. That is the number. So leave your voicemail, and I know I can play voicemails on this fucking Hilljack setup that I've got over here. So we will do that, and let me see the paper, see what we're going to play here.
Got some Voodoo Brother coming up.
All right, that'll work. Yeah, so we'll give you guys a taste of what you can expect on November 10th. This is both mine and John's friends in Voodoo Brother. They were here at the football party on Thursday.
Yeah.
Smoking their weed in my front yard and fucking... fucking.
They were cigarettes, remember? They were just cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have plenty of weed stories to tell about the guys in Voodoo Brother. Good yes. Lord. Including putting my hands on the back of a car, you know, arrested with Voodoo Brother just 6 or 7 weeks ago now. So we will play some music. We'll play some Voodoo Brother. We will refill and reset, and we will come back with some more fucking shit. So here it is. It is Voodoo Brother right here on your classic metal show.
Now that's a parking spot.
Introducing the I may have underestimated the size of my car policy with accident forgiveness from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote. Find an agent. Visit amfam.com.
Optional policy features not included in base policies. Review policy for coverages and exclusions. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Zenni, you get the same quality frame and lens options that you'd get from an optician for one-tenth of the price, including blue blockers, progressives, prescription sunglasses, and more. The best part? Try on any frame, anywhere with our 3D virtual try-on. Zenni.com. Eyewear for everyone.